There we go. I'm on. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Father, we just thank you. We thank you for the great, just the privilege to gather together in a country where we can. We just thank you that we can. Thank you so much. Thank you, Father, that we are brethren of like precious faith. We get to know one another as we gather. I thank you for that today. I thank you, Father, that your word that we will hear today would come in and go down into our hearts and bring great light, Father, to the great hope and the plans that you have for us. Because just this light revelation today of your word. And I thank you, Father, you have a word for each person that will strengthen them, direct them today. In Jesus' name. If you're believing for a word, say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Never come sliding in for like, well, whatever. Be greedy. Say, God, I want a word. I want a word. Hallelujah. God, you know this thing that's going on. Give me a word. And, you know, I just went to a ladies' conference. When did they go? Thursday night and Saturday morning. And, man, I heard a word that just what I needed. And it was just like this one sentence that really wasn't what the lady was talking the whole thing about. But I was like, ta-da! Awesome. So, praise the Lord. How many of you ever heard of Kenneth Copeland? Kenneth Copeland Ministries. So we've been talking about the power of your word. And this past week, 2 weeks ago, go on his website, KCM, Kenneth Copeland Ministers, Ministry, and he's got how to take authority over your life with these 31 scriptures about the power of your word. 31 scriptures about your mouth. So if you do not, if anybody does not have access to a computer, because you can do it yourself, I made 5 copies. Anybody want one?
I do.
Do you? Okay. You have access to a computer. Put your hand down. Okay. These are my not computer literate people, right? Hey, that's okay. You can't. Look. Read number 16. You won't say that. Okay. You have access to a computer. Go away. Jeez, I know a bunch of liars. Miriam, you can, here, I already gave it to you. I'm not running around anymore. Okay. Dun, 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 dun. Okay, 31 scriptures that have to do with, as Joyce Meyer said, me and my big mouth. Praise the Lord. I just love that. You know, she said it, I can say it. Praise the Lord. All righty, praise God. Hey, I'm so glad you're joining us. Just a heads up, when I am preparing a message, I make sure it stays in our vision. Gather, grow, and go. So one, you made it. You're gathered. Gather to worship him. And we've had fun just worshiping him through our, if you're a clapper, an arm raiser, a dancer. And I know nobody's got their hands in their pocket, one of those. Okay, so we've had fun doing that. The second part is when we gather together, we're going to grow. Well, I believe when the word of God goes forth, you will grow if you have your catcher's mitt out. Nothing worse than, you know, put your mitt down. So you're going to grow by the word. And the last part, and this is the challenge to me that I challenge you, will you take what you've heard where you're growing through this word, will you take it and go with it? Because you are commanded to go. Because I lock the doors. When we're done, you can't stay. I turn the heat off. Someone turn the heat off. It's so hot. Anyway, so this at the very end, I am going to challenge you to go. To go with this word and be a changer of not only your life, but people's lives. Okay, so it's not just come, sit, and get fat. This is like, come, get filled up, and go. Praise the Lord. So I'm just warning you. If you need some of these, I've got Coffee and Connect people. They'll run around and give you that. These are for taking notes. It helps you grow and it helps you go. Alrighty, so we're wrapping up our series on the power of our words, or as Joyce Meyer says, me and my big mouth. We're wrapping it up. Week one, we talked about what? Complaining. Week two, we talked about criticizing. And today we're going to talk a little bit. No, really, I lied. We're going to talk the whole time about gossip. Nobody said yippee. Okay, yippee. Hallelujah. And you know, I have to tell you, those of you that I've talked to, I can tell you're getting it. Because I was saying something. Where's Joyce? Joyce. I was saying something, and she says, oh, Pastor D, shouldn't say that way. You know, that was a complaint. I was like, oh, my gosh. So I love it. You're getting on me. Praise the Lord. And really what it happens is it brings light that the words of my mouth should be givers of life, givers of power instead of death. And sometimes I'm just, okay, I was going to say that. That's not really nice. Okay, moving right along. Praise the Lord. So I pray this all the time. Lord, let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable to you. And I was going to say poop. And I thought, Lord, that's not, I can do better than that. So I'm not saying that. Praise the Lord. Amen. Raise your hand if you know somebody that gossips. Don't look at them, don't point them, and don't elbow them. I just want to know if anybody knows about gossip, all right? Does anybody hear a little gossip this week? Yeah? Anybody that you kind of have a problem with your mouth and gossip? Don't raise your hand. Okay. I didn't look. I'm looking at my notes. All right. So whatever the case is, you know, I have to say gossip is rampant. You hear it, you say it. It's just gossip, all right? It's gossip. And so here's my question. Why do we gossip? On your notes, why? Why? We're going to talk about why, and then we're going to talk about the good part at the end. So Proverbs 18:8 will answer, why do we get sucked into gossip? Proverbs 18:8. It says, I'm reading out of the New Living, and I'm going to chuck a few more things in there. Rumors, which in the Amplified they say words of whisper, talebearers, or gossip. So rumors are dainty morsels that sink deep into people's hearts, that sink deep into our hearts. Rumors are dainty morsels that sink deep into one's heart. So we could say gossip is a dainty morsel that sinks into people's hearts. Anybody agree? Anybody know that? Okay. Have you ever been in a conversation, just a regular Joe Schmo conversation, anybody with somebody, and all of a sudden they'll say, hey, did you hear what happened to Joe? And you're like, what? What happened to Joe? Oh, well, do you know that Joe said this and that and Joe did that? Oh, my gosh. We should tell somebody because, you know, we're concerned about Joe. No, you got sucked into complaining and criticizing and gossiping. Really, the whole thing is gossip. And I used to say, but I read the 31 scriptures about my mouth, that, you know, my last favorite sin that I get sucked into is gossip. So I don't say that anymore because I am smarter than a fifth grader. And I'm going to watch what comes out of my mouth because there's power in my mouth. All right. And so, again, it is really easy to get sucked into gossip. And this is what I've got. I've got a visual for you. All right. This is the best way I can illustrate it. These are chocolate-covered peanuts, M&Ms. Okay. Everybody. And they're actually really dainty morsels to me, alongside of jelly beans, Swedish fish, dark chocolate raisins, a.k.a. candy, okay? Candy. So I am not going to eat one because this becomes a dainty morsel that I will just go, you'll watch me. They'll be gone. They'll be gone, all right? Candy is from the devil in my house. Why do I buy it? Okay, but really, these are the things that are dainty morsels to me, and praise the Lord. That's exactly what gossip is. That's what that scripture says. So picture how, yeah, I can't believe I ate the whole bag, all right? Gossip, that's what the word says. Gossip becomes a dainty morsel. And we're just like, okay? So, gossip. And you're like, oh, did you hear about so-and-so? Did they really do that? Oh, my gosh, I can't believe they did that. You know, so-and-so needs to know that they did that. No, you just got sucked into the dainty morsel. You got sucked into the dainty morsel, and that's called gossip. And praise the Lord, we gossip all the time, but we're changing. Amen. All right. A friend of a friend said this, so I stole it. Ready? Praise the Lord. He said, gossip can actually travel around the world back and forth before truth gets up in the morning and puts its pants on. Gossip just can travel around the world faster than truth. Now think about the day and the age that we live in. Come on. Press the button and social media knows everything just really fast. Right? It travels fast. Gossip can travel fast. And I've read some of you guys' posts on Facebook and stuff. If it wasn't that Pastor Sherry said I have to be on it, I would just bomb it and just get off of it. It's just because I get angry and then I start criticizing you for what you wrote. So it doesn't do me any good. But I watch people get into bad stuff on the social media. And it becomes like a dainty morsel. So praise the Lord. Now, the really, I was going to say funny thing, but the funny thing about, you know, sharing and then sharing and then sharing this little morsel is that it starts out over here and then it ends up over here really bad. You know, you usually just say, well, so what happened to them? And that's not too bad. That's actually good because you care about somebody. But then you share and you share and you share, and then the next thing you know, it's over here. And this dainty morsel is this big, slopping, ugly gossip. All right? So, how many of you remember playing that game as a kid, the telephone game? All right? And we do that sometimes for object lessons with kids, but we get a whole row or a big circle of kids. You remember that? And somebody starts with, I'll tell Angie, hey, I'm going to the mall to buy makeup today. And she turns around and tells Kathy. And then she tells Joanna here. And the next thing it says, I'm going to the mall to buy a monkey and feed the monster. You're like, what? You know, just anybody, you know what I'm talking about. It just starts here really simple. But man, that dainty morsel can take things in a not good place. Not good place at all. And it's, praise the Lord. So gossip. Everybody say gossip. Gossip. Hallelujah. You know, when I say that, people think, actually someone said this to me. Well, gossip, you know, it's sort of childish. You know, adults don't do that. I'm like, what street do you live on? I'm moving, right? I got news. How many of you have ever been stung by gossip? Ouch, it hurts. Maybe you've had a best friend and somehow gossip got out and that just separated the friendship, like shot it, killed it. How many of you have ever had shared something and somebody shared it and it was totally embarrassing and now you're like, gosh, I can't even look at that person, all right? So gossip can just go down the wrong tube, all righty? So gossip, it is no laughing matter. Everybody say, we don't laugh about gossip. Now, there's some problems with gossip, all right? There's some problems when we start sharing gossip. And problem number one, if you're taking notes, we don't always, this is not it, but we don't always see in the mirror that what I'm saying really is gossip. Because number one, we disguise gossip. All right? How about this? We call it a prayer request. Isn't that terrible? Hi. Do you know about John? Oh, what about John? Oh, did you hear? There's a new girl at work, you know, one of those, and he's been hanging out with her. They've been working late. Really? They've been working late? Oh, yeah, you know what they're working late at? Oh, man, we better pray. We should tell people to pray. Prayer request? Cut me a break, all right? Gossip sometimes disguises itself, all right? Here's the second one. You know, disguises itself as a prayer request, or this is the next one. But Pastor D, it's true. It's true. So it's not gossip. I'm just telling the truth. All right. Praise the Lord. I like what my Pastor Mike friend said. Write this down. Man, this one, this is good. Everything that is said should be true. So the things that you say out of your mouth should be true. Everything that's said should be true, but not everything true should be said. Not everything that's true needs to be said. Okay? You get it? That's a good one to slap them with. I love that one. Hallelujah. Put that on your mirror. Everything that is said should be true, but not everything true needs to be said. Some of you are like, that's the word I needed. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Not everything true out of my mouth needs to be said. Oh, thank you, Pastor D. Praise the Lord. Let me give you a scripture. Proverbs 18. Proverbs 18. Proverbs 18, 21. Proverbs 18, 21. Sort of like the scripture we've used for the whole series here, but I'm just going to go over it out of the NIV this time. The tongue has the power of what? Life and what? And those who love it will eat its fruit. Okay, now, make it personal and say this. My tongue, everybody say that. My tongue has the power of life and death. Woohoo! My tongue. You know, it's so easy to talk about Angie and tell her about her tongue. But listen, get this in front of you. Put the mirror in front of you and say, my tongue has the power of life and death. Praise the Lord. All right. And when we understand, we've got to start thinking about that. That's why we've got 31 scriptures. When you begin to understand that your tongue, your mouth, has the potential for life or death, man, you're just going to go. I told everybody at the office this past week, I'm either going to be repenting or I'm just going to be a very quiet person. And I keep repenting, going, oh, I can't believe I said that. All right? Because all of a sudden the lights are going off. Pastor D, that was not life out of your mouth. You're speaking death. You know? And then I'm like, okay. Or else I'm just going to be quiet. Because not every word in my head needs to be coming out of my mouth. I'm just going to be quiet. I'm going to be quiet. I'm going to be quiet. So if I'm quiet, just give me some space. Praise the Lord. So here's my question. Ready? Do you want to be a person that speaks life? Do you want to be a person that speaks life, encouragement, blessings? Or do you want to be a person that tears down, that's a gossip, that speaks death over people? Do you want to be a person that's bringing death? All right, I think it's the easy answer. How many say yes? I want to be a person that speaks life. Yes, praise the Lord. If not, everybody gather around them. Let's lay hands on them. Praise the Lord. Of course, we want to be people that speak life. We want to be people that speak life, all right? And number one thing you need to know is gossip hurts people. Gossip hurts people. Gossip hurts people. So I'm going to talk about three different groups of people that it hurts. All right, so people that gossip hurts. Number one, gossip hurts the person it's spoken about. Well, duh, Pastor D, I get that. But I'm going to say it again. Gossip hurts the person that it's spoken about. Gossip hurts the person that you talked about, all right? Gossip hurts. Turn over to Proverbs 16:28. Proverbs 16:28. Proverbs 16:28. You might as well just leave your marker in Proverbs. We're going to do about five more scriptures. Proverbs 16:28 says, a troublemaker plants seed of strife. Gossip separates their best friends. Okay? Some of you know exactly what that means, right? You had a best friend, and you confided with them, and they took this thing about you and told people gossip about you, and that was it. Done with that friendship, all right? Why? Because of gossip. Gossip will separate you. It hurts the person. Praise the Lord. No, not praise the Lord. How about this one? This is classic junior high. This is classic. You tell your best friend that you have a crush on this guy, and your best friend goes and tells the guy, and now he avoids you like the plague. But you know what hurt more, not that you didn't get the guy, is because you felt betrayed by the friend. Gossip hurts the person it's spoken about. Shoo, praise the Lord. Or how about this? you confide in your dear friend, because you know they're a mighty person and love to pray, that you're struggling. You're struggling maybe with an addiction, maybe, you know, whatever, porn, whatever, pot, whatever. You're struggling, and you go tell that good friend of yours, and they just, hey, Sherry, did you know so-and-so has been struggling with smoking weed? Oh, I didn't know that. You got to be kidding. Really? And then the next person, and it gets back to you. And now you're like done with that friendship, but also it's made you feel guiltier about what you're struggling with. I was like, thank you very much for gossip, because gossip hurts the person it's spoken about. Praise the Lord. So everybody say, gossip hurts the person it's spoken about. All right, how about this one? You're struggling with your marriage, and you share with your friend, hey, listen, we're just really going through a rough time. Could you just pray for me? And then that person tells another person who tells another person, and your wife finds out, and man, it's bad. All right, so gossip hurts. Gossip hurts. Praise the Lord. No, not praise the Lord. Gossip hurts the person that you talk about. Number two, let's go on to this one. Well, who else does gossip hurt? Well, it hurts the person that it's spoken about, and it also hurts the listener. Pastor D, did you say that right? Yes. Gossip hurts the listener. Look at Proverbs 17. Proverbs 17:4. Gossip hurts the listener. Proverbs 17:4. Wrongdoers eagerly listen to gossip because they're little morsels, right? Wrongdoers eagerly listen to gossip. Liars pay close attention to slander. So you could say it this way. If you listen to gossip, you are wrong. If you're listening to gossip, you are a wrongdoer. You are wrong. Wrongdoers listen to gossip. So if you're listening to gossip, wrong. Okay, you know that button, wrong. That's how you have to see that. Alrighty. So, and I am smarter than a fifth grader on some days, but if I am talking to you and I know that you're a gossiper and I turn around, I'm like, oh my gosh, if they're a gossiper and I'm getting in the middle of this gossip, what makes you think they're not going to turn around and talk about you? Come on, you're smarter than a fifth grader. So gossip hurts listeners. Wrong. We don't want to be a gossiper. It's totally wrong. God says it's wrong. It's wrong. Pastor D says it wrong, and I'm sure your mother. All right. Write this down. What you permit or allow, what you allow is what you promote. All right. So look at this. If you allow somebody to gossip about your family, your friends, and they're just about a coworker or whoever, if you're allowing that, you actually, and you're sitting with them, you actually, what? You're permitting it. You're permitting it. All right? All right. I'm ahead of myself. I'm so excited. Okay. Gossip hurts who? Gossip hurts the person that you're talking about. Gossip hurts the listener. And the last one, gossip hurts the speaker. Gossip hurts the speaker. Gossip hurts the speaker. Proverbs 25. I told you, stay in Proverbs. Proverbs 25, just go. Proverbs 25, verse 10. Proverbs 25, verse 10, 9 and 10. When arguing with your neighbor, don't betray another person's secret. Others may accuse you of gossip, and you will never regain your reputation. Man, my dad, he lived about 60 years, didn't know Jesus, raising 6 kids, God bless him. You know, I understand a whole lot as I got older here, but he was adamant about your reputation. He was adamant that you had a good reputation. He was just really on it. And I'm sitting here thinking, Dad, look, you got it. All right. So you know what it's saying? Listen, and this was my dad. You need to build a good reputation. You need to keep a good reputation. And this one tells you that if you are a gossiper, it'll put your reputation down the toilet. All right. Others won't think well of you. Your reputation is down the toilet because they're like, oh, my gosh, that person's a gossiper. Shh. Yuck. I don't want to be around them. And your reputation, the thing that my dad would say, you only have your name, your word, and your reputation. God bless John Gagan. Praise the Lord. All right. Now, how many of you have ever said, oh, I just want to grow up and be like them. They're a gossiper. I can't wait to grow up and tear down people and smack them and talk about them and gossip about them. I just want to grow up and be just like them. Anybody ever say that? No. No way. You're thinking, oh, man, they gossip. They got diarrhea of the mouth. Yeah. And I wonder what they say when I leave the room, right? Yeah. And how about this one? I better be careful what I say around them, because you know, gossip, right? So, do you ever think, oh my goodness, I just would like to be a gossiper. I'm going to grow up and be a gossiper. Heck no, all right? Shh. So, gossip. Everybody say gossip hurts. It hurts the person that you're talking about. Oh, you're so good. It hurts the person that listens, and it hurts the speaker. All right. So, what should be our goal? Amen. Not to gossip. So, how to go? Okay, that's the goal. That's the goal. How do you do it? How do you not gossip? I'm going to give you two things, really practical. You can do them, and I'll tell you what, till you get to the end of the parking lot, you're going to score good, all right? Just two things, 2 points. Ready? How to stop gossip. Praise God. Ready? Here we go. Guard your ears. Write that down. It's going to make sense in a second. Write that down, all right? So when I was preparing this message, I was, you know, go online, Google, da-da-da. No, I go online, and I was reading this article by a psychologist, and they gave the answer to stop gossip. I was like, really? And they said what you should do is you need to ask the person who's gossiping this question. I was like, okay, what's the question? Everybody say, what's the question? All right, here we go, pray to God. I got two of them, so I got to make sure I get the right one. Praise the Lord. Oh, okay. So someone's gossiping, and you just walk up to them and say, hey, why are you telling me this? Now, you can say it a little bit nicer. All right? Uh-huh. Just now, Pastor Sherry, I'm sorry for picking on you. This is a good one. Don't gossip around her. Because you think this was a little combative, a little, she'll say, oh, hold, you're gossiping? Hold on a minute. Let me get Kathy. And you can tell her. I've heard her say that. I'm like, whoa. Don't gossip around her. You'll be out of there. All right. So you should say to the person, hey, why are you telling me this? Now, if you don't like that one, let me give you a soft one, okay? Because I am really not a confrontational, right? I am not a confrontational person. Man, it just takes a long time for me to do this. So here's an easier one. Ready? Someone's gossiping around you. You should say this. Hey, Michelle, have you had a chance to talk to Angie? Michelle, you're gossiping. Have you had a chance to talk to her? And do you know 99.9% of the people will say, no, all right? So, well, then you should say, well, you know, maybe you should go talk to them. End of case. Let's keep moving. We're out the door. So write that down. It's not so bad. Okay. Hey, have you had a chance to talk to so-and-so about this? And that shuts their mouth and you can move on. Right? Praise God. And you can do it with a smile. I tell everybody you can do everything with a smile. You just correct people with a smile. Hey, have you talked to them? Okay? Praise the Lord. So next thing, I thought, well, where does this question, hey, have you talked to so-and-so come from? Jesus. Listen, Jesus. Right? All right. Turn over to Matthew 18. This question really comes right out of the heart of Jesus. All right, so don't go, oh, well, Pastor D. No. Ready? Now, Matthew 18, the verses before it, in context, by the way, this is Jesus. If you have one of those Bibles that's red letters, this is Jesus that I'm going to read about. This is what he's saying. Okay, in context, these scriptures have to do with conflict between two believers. Conflict between two believers, all right? So it says, Matthew 18:15, if another person sins against you, get what? You need to go privately. Not gossip, 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 gossip. Not on the billboard. Not posted on Facebook or Instagram. Okay? It says you need if another person sins against you, you need to do is go privately and point out the offense. If the person listens and confesses it, you have won the brother back. So you need to go privately, not gossip, 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 right? You need to go privately to the person. Why? Well, you want them to hear the truth. You want them to confess, and you want to win a brother. Because gossip separates. The idea is to keep these friendships, relationships. So you do it to win a brother. And you do it because Jesus said so. Everybody say, Jesus said so. Yeah. And, you know, if you say, hey, have you had a chance to go talk to so-and-so? And then you go talk to them. And then they're like, oh, you know, okay, yep. You win them. And then they're going to stop gossiping. Praise God. So that's a win. It's good. It's a win when you stop gossiping. Praise the Lord. All right, so what do you do if you've done that? You got this person that's gossiping. You're in a conversation, and you just get around them. They're just and you say, hey, did you go to so-and-so and talk to them? And they're like, they just kind of, eh. And they keep gossiping, and they keep gossiping, and they keep gossiping. Well, the Bible talks about that you need to pull back from them and maybe even just separate. But first, go to them, okay? First, go to them. Because listen, we want to win them. But listen to what Proverbs says, Proverbs 20:19. This is a principle out of the Bible. This isn't Pastor D chopping heads off, okay? Proverbs 20:19. A gossip goes around telling secrets, so don't hang around them. If you've done what you're supposed to do and they are just doing that, you're just going to have to pull back. And then you pray for them. Okay? We don't throw them under the bus, leave them under the bus, and run over them. Okay? Pray for them. Father God, open their eyes that they can see that they're so deceived, they're just live gossip, all right? And their gossip words are hurting people, and you pray for them. But you may have to pull back. Praise the Lord. No, not praise the Lord. Okay. So the first thing we're going to do is we're going to guard our ears. And number two, we are going to shut our mouth. All right? If you want to stop gossip, we're going to, number two, shut our mouth. Look at Proverbs 21:23. Proverbs 21:23. Praise the God. Praise God. Praise God. Y'all at Proverbs 21:23? You got to be there. Here we go. Watch your tongue and keep your mouth shut, and you will stay out of trouble. Everybody read that with me. Everybody, watch your tongue and keep your mouth shut, and you'll stay out of trouble. Let's say it again. Watch your mouth and keep it shut, and you'll stay out of trouble. One more time. Watch your mouth and keep it shut, and you'll stay out of trouble. Some of you, you've just gotten your first memory verse, and you can get a lollipop downstairs. Right, because we give lollipops for memory verse. Praise God. All righty, now, praise the Lord. If you find yourself feeling like you need to share about so-and-so, did so-and-so, and did this, what's it say? Watch your mouth. Keep it shut, and you'll stay out of trouble. Watch your mouth. Because the question to ask is, what you're sharing, would you want them to share it? What I want to go gossip about, would you want them to go gossip about you? Everybody say, no, I am smarter than a fifth grader, right? So watch your mouth, keep it shut, stay out of trouble, praise the Lord. And just write this down, Luke 6:31. This is Jesus. This is one of his principles. Why I should watch my tongue, keep my mouth shut, and stay out of trouble. Ready? Luke 6:31. Do unto others as you have them do to you. Man, that's like one of my favorite things I yell at my kids. All right? So why do I want to keep my mouth shut? Because I don't want them doing it to me, what I'm doing to them. I don't want to do... No, no. Everybody say no. No. Praise the Lord. So you have to ask yourself this question. Would I want that person to say the same thing that I'm saying about me? Heck no. So watch your mouth, keep it shut, and you'll stay out of trouble. So what kills gossip? Guard your ears, keep your mouth shut. What kills gossip? Guard your ears, keep your mouth shut. So I want to tell you a story. Praise the Lord. This past week I had an appointment Tuesday night, and until I finished it, I had about 20 minutes, and then I was going to the prayer rally. And I had 15 minutes, less than that, something like that. And I was hungry. It was past dinner time. So I ran into this restaurant, got my order, and I'm sitting down and I'm eating. And then I watched these two 20-something girls come in, and they set up their laptops, Macs, whatever, notebooks. The one opens this, the one opens that, and they sit down. They get their order of food, and they sit down. And they're just so cute. They're really cute things. And then one girl goes, oh. She gets her camera out, and she's like, and then she stands up. She stands up. She's standing up, and she's like, then she's moving the food here. She's taking it. Stands on a chair. She's like, tsh, tsh, tsh. And I'm going, Instagram? Really? We're at the restaurant. Can't name names here. Girl, it's a bowl of soup and a salad. And you have a little Danish and maybe a latte. And I'm like, golly, gee whiz. Okay. And I'm just going, what are you kidding? You need more in life if that's what you're taking pictures of. Standing on a chair at the restaurant. Oh, all right. She may be somebody famous. I don't know. But here's my question. Why are we so enthralled with that story I just told you about this girl who's taking pictures and you know, realizing about 15 minutes is just going to be crumbs and empty bowls over there. Why does that captivate us, that whole story? Nope. Because I like to gossip. Yeah, why are you listening to the story? Because you like to hear my gossip. All right? Yeah, all right? Come on, we're gossiping. I was telling you about this girl. I'm like, come on. What are you kidding me? This is pathetic. You need a life, okay? That's gossiping. You were listening. Okay, so here's the thing. The problem with complaining, the problem with criticizing, the problem with gossiping really is not the problem of my big fat mouth. The problem's my heart. It's a heart issue. Write that down. It's a heart issue. Let me give you a good scripture. Praise the Lord. Luke 6:45. This is Jesus. This isn't me. All right? The real problem with gossip is it's my heart. And he says, out of the abundance of the heart, or out of the overflow of the heart, the mouth speaks. I'm a little shamed, but you were listening, right? All right. So what happens when we listen to gossip? It's like my candy morsels, okay? And it sinks deep into a person's heart. But the problem is, I can become deceived in my gossip because it's really me. It's my heart. It's my heart. So how do we clean up this heart? All right. Well, let me give you an example of gossip or two things. We'll get to it. So gossip really is out of the abundance of my heart, the mouth speaks. So it's really a deal with my heart. And when I gossip about that girl and I make fun of her and I'm thinking, are you kidding me? What is your problem? You need to grow up. Oh, yeah, yeah. And I tell you all that. What I do is I think I'm better than her. Come on, girl. I think I'm better than you. Or how about this? I am strong. She's so weak. It's really the heart of the gossip. I am better. I am strong. They are weak. That's the heart of gossip. But you know what the heart of the gospel is? You know what Jesus' heart is? The whole good news is about? I am weak. And he is strong. All right. That's the heart of this good news. That's the heart of God. That's the heart of Jesus. And that obviously wasn't my heart, was it? I'm like a pathetic young thing. They need to. Okay. And I'm walking around. I am better They're so, right? Praise the Lord. All right, it'll get happy in a minute. So, praise the Lord. When we share gossip, it's so funny. When we share gossip, I get to talk about your problem. I get to talk about the mess you're in. I get to talk about your bad marriage, your kids, okay? And then I don't have to talk about my problem. Because I'm just shredding you, putting you down, smushing you to the ground, talking about you. Because when I'm gossiping, I don't have to talk about me. When I gossip, I get to step over you and go, look at me, I'm looking pretty good, because look at them, they're pretty bad, okay? I am strong, they're weak, but the gospel's just the opposite. It says, I'm weak. After gossiping, you obviously know that. But I'm weak, but in him, I'm strong. In him, I'm strong, okay? So out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks, okay? The amazing thing that happens when I finally flip it and finally, I brought a prop here. Here, I swiped it from Sherry. When I finally look in the mirror and I go, oh, wait a minute, I'm weak. Because I'm a gossiper, complainer, criticizer. I'm weak and he's strong. When I finally flip that, oh my goodness, praise the Lord, I start recognizing who I am. Whose I am. I am a child of the Most High God. I am His workmanship. I have been made in His image. And last time I checked, Jesus is not gossiping bad about me. Matter of fact, what is it? Philippians 1, 6. He who has begun a good work in me. He who has begun a good work in me, and I need a little good work going on there, he will accomplish it until the day of Jesus Christ's return. Just write that down. That's my paraphrase. So when I realize I really am a gossiper, I'm really the weak, but God is strong, and God is saying in that scripture, I, God, am going to do a good work in you, and I'm actually going to complete it. And I'm like, yes. So I have to look at the abundance in my heart, and I get excited that God is going to work in my heart. And then I go, well, wait a minute. God has created good plans for me. Everybody know your Jeremiah scripture? Not plans to harm you. Plans to prosper you, give you a hope and a future. Hallelujah. And it's so that I might shine and do good works for God's glory. Woohoo! So it's okay to be weak, but I am knowing, my God, that He is going to do a work in me if I just stop speaking death and start speaking life. Because out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Praise God. So we need to recognize. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We need to recognize, ooh, God's working in me. That's good. And then I can look at you, the gossiper, and go, yes, God, keep working. You know, I used to pray that prayer for everybody else. It wasn't until I was studying this, I would pray, oh, Father God, I thank you. There's such a mess. God, I just thank you that you will complete this great work in their life. I just would pray that over you. And as I'm studying this past month, and God goes, you know, put the mirror here. I'm doing a work in you, a good work, and I will complete it. I'm like, oh, okay, praise the Lord. Just me, right? All right, so here we go. One, you have to know that I am weak, but He is strong. And you have to understand that He's going to do a work in your heart, because I'm going to finally say, I am weak and He is strong, all right? And then it's going to start transforming me. It's going to transforming me. It's going to start transforming me when I understand the next part. Unconditional love that God has for me. When I'm weak, He unconditionally loves me. And when I understand that, oh gosh, when I've got issues and I'm still a mess in a lot of areas, and when I understand that He unconditionally loves me, not because my mama says so, not because I got all these likes on Facebook, but when I understand God loves me, then it's going to transform my heart, and my mouth is going to be speaking words of life. That's what happens. That's what happens. And then out of the abundance of the mouth, the heart speaks, okay? And I'm speaking words of encouragement. Because in case you didn't know, you were, it's in Hebrews somewhere, that we are to be encouragers of one another. Not slam them down saying, I am strong, they are weak. You're to be encouragers. And how about you start encouraging people with words of life and just, you know, just any old thing. Walk. I love this. Okay. This girl had these, like, it was an older lady. She's got to be, like, older than me. Okay? And she had the coolest glasses on for an old lady. You know? And I go, man, those glasses are so cool on you. You look so spiffy. Now, you know, I'm old because I said spiffy. But anyway, and she was, like, encouraged. Just, to, you know, her shoulder. She's like, oh, well, thank you. Guys, words of life, isn't that complicated? But listen. Listen, though. Listen to God, and He will give you powerful words of life to encourage people. Instead of, listen, it's easy to complain, it's easy to criticize, it's easy to gossip about people. But how about you remember, I am weak, and He is strong, and He has done amazing things in my life because He sent His Son, Jesus, for me. He loves me, that He could transform me, give me new life, give me words that are His words to speak over people. Amazing. Amen. Praise God. Ha, praise the Lord. I don't know where I'm going to go with this. Praise the Lord. Okay, here we go. How about, question, how about if you are not known as a gossiper? How about if you are not known as a gossiper and everybody goes, oh, there's the encourager. There's the encourager. How about you are known because of this transformation in your heart that came now coming out of your mouth, and people know you as the encourager? What would that look like? What would you look like? Well, let me tell you what you'd sound like. You might go up to Johnny and say, hey, Johnny, did you hear what Bob said about you? No. What did Bob say about me? He said, I have not met a man at that young who has such great leadership qualities, and he's such a faithful person. Whoa, he said that about me? Yeah. Ta-da, a little encouragement, right? How about if you're an encourager? Or how about Susie comes up to you and you says, oh, did you hear what Mary said about you? No, what did Mary say about me? Oh, she said you have challenged her by the way you love and serve people. She said, your life makes me want to be a better person. Sherry and I say this all the time. We get around people, we go, man, you make me want to be a better person. She said that? Yeah. And then you walk away encouraged, right? How about if we're known to be not a gossiper? How about we're known to be an encourager? How about if we're known to be a person that's a giver of life, a person that lifts people up? Now, don't go lying about them and say, oh, you look, you know, whatever, whatever. Just find something where you can put life in people, because the world is smashing, right? It's tough. I work here. I'm surrounded by Christians. We get along. We laugh. We have a great old time. But a lot of you guys are out at some really rough places, right? They F-bomb you just like it's like drinking water, right? And they're talking about you, gossiping about you. They're just, yeah, it's just a delightful thing to be out there, huh? Yeah, praise the Lord. Well, how about if you're just an encourager there? They're mine. No, they're not. Okay. So, question. You are placed on this earth because God saw greatness in you, that He came after you and He rescued you, and then He brought you into His family. Some people, I don't want them in my family. Are you kidding me? Right? Come on, let's be real. Right? You get around some people, you go, oh, thank God they're not in my family. Praise the Lord. All right? But listen, God didn't do that. He wasn't complaining about you. He wasn't criticizing you. He didn't do that. He saw greatness in you, that He'd send His Son Jesus to die on the cross for you, that He would put a great God, just a mighty God inside of you. And the God who unconditionally loves you and would transform your life says, hey, why don't you be an encourager? Amen? Praise God. Let's pray. Praise the Lord. Close your eyes. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Father, I just thank you. I thank you for man, Lord, I just thank you for this word, this whole series, because, man, I've grown. I thank you that your word and your truth has been planted in our hearts. I thank you that our eyes are opening, our mind is comprehending all of this, and we are just becoming doers of the word. I just thank you, Father. I thank you. If you're here and you want to be better at speaking life, if you're here and you want to just ask God to help you be a person that speaks life and love and truth to people, if that's you and you're here and you're like, well, you know what, I really have been just a sweet little gossiper, but God, I don't want to do that. If you're here and you'd say, God, I need your help this week that I would not be a gossiper, a complainer, a criticizer, just raise your hand. I'm going to pray for you. I'd be honored to pray for you. I'm putting my hand up and praying for myself here because, gee whiz, imagine me telling you that story about that girl. Praise the Lord. So I just want to pray for you. You can put your hands down. Father God, I just thank you for your truth today. I thank you that you've brought truth to our hearts. I thank you that your word is transforming us and that, yes, we are weak, but you are strong. And we thank you that we are loved. And I thank you that we will not hold back words of encouragement to the people you put in our path, whether they're people in our house, people I work with. Father, we will not hold back. We will be big encouragers this week, Father. I just thank you for that. And yes, Lord, we will speak life in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Hey, eyes closed. Let me ask you this. If you're here and you've been one of those that, you know, you've just been trying to be good, do good, and it just never seems to be enough, and you've got this just, you know, I've tried doing it with my job, having this great job, having these great relationships, and it has just come on empty. If it's come on empty, how about this? Would you like to have the one will take your life, fill your life, and take you to a great place where you don't have to work at trying to get affirmation by putting somebody down and making yourself feel good. You can get this total unconditional love. If you're here, can I tell you? The Bible says that there's only one person that will fill that place in you, and his name is Jesus. And the word, the Bible says, those that call on the name of the Lord, he would save. The Bible says in John 3, be born again. What does that mean? He'd take that old life, throw it out, put a new life in you, brand new. Fill you with his love, his just all of him inside of you. Your sins will be forgiven. Man, you just become holy and righteous. So I'm just asking, is there somebody here who'd say, Pastor D, I've just been trying, and I'm that person. I'm that person that's empty, and I'm that person that says today, yes, God, I need help. I need a Jesus. I need a life change. If there's anybody here, just raise your hand, and we're going to pray for you. Is anybody here that say, yep, that's me. That's why I'm here today. I'm here because I need that in my life. I need a change in my life. Is there anyone? Okay, praise God. Well, church, family of God, stand up. You're looking really pretty. I'm getting you out really early today. Woohoo! You should be clapping for me. Hallelujah. Father, I thank you that we are encouragers. We are distributors of life and encouragement, and we are blessed in Jesus' name. Amen. Have a super week. If you would like prayer for anything, we will pray the prayer of faith. We'll stand in agreement with you. I've got elders that'll be up front. Praise God. Okay.